Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Charles is asking, what is ISIS-K? So, you know, many of you might not be watching the news lately because it is. It's depressing. Apparently, the death toll has risen to about 170 people have died now from the attack that killed 13 Americans and about 170 in total, including Afghanis. But ISIS-K is, I guess, it's an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan, and it stands for ISIS Khorasan. Apparently, they were formed back in 2015. I haven't been following it that much, but by 2018, it was ranked the world's fourth deadliest terror group, and it claimed more than 1,000 lives, mostly in Afghanistan. So ISIS-K, we didn't really hear much about ISIS because during the Trump years, we really didn't hear much about, you know, terrorism. And then COVID seemed to take over. And so that really took over much of the news cycles. But they've been around. And ISIS-K are the ones that claim responsibility for the deadly bombing attack outside Kabul airport. 13 U.S. troops, about 157 Afghans, were being told. The group provided no evidence to support the claim that they did it, but U.S. officials believe them. They say it was ISIS-K's most globally consequential action to date and drew a promise of retribution by Joe Biden. Joe Biden finally appeared to talk tough, right? And he threatened, right, then that we will get them back. I just don't know if anybody believes us. But the group is known as ISIS Khorasan. Their members operate in Central Asia. The group's name comes from the terminology for the area that includes Afghanistan and Pakistan. So I guess according to the Institute for Economics and Peace, they monitor global terrorism annually. They say the group's growth has been limited, and its militants have fought the Taliban. But they have capitalized right now on the uncertainty in Afghanistan in recent months to launch brutal attacks. The impending withdrawal of troops by the U.S. now gives them a window of opportunity in which to regain strength. So I guess ISIS-K is a branch of ISIS, and that was the terror group that first emerged in Syria and Iraq. At its peak, it controlled a huge stretch of territory from western Syria to the outskirts of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. The original group had it was a self-declared caliphate, and it was, I believe, ended by U.S.-backed forces in recent years. But the connection between ISIS-K and parent ISIS, not sure. But they're using the name. So according to CNN, ISIS-K membership includes a small number of veteran jihadists from Syria and other foreign terrorist fighters. The U.S. has identified 10 to 15 of their top operatives in Afghanistan. So what do they want? Well, according to CNN, they say key figures involved in the formation include Taliban defectors, such as former Taliban member Abdul Rauf Alisa. He was briefly held at Guantanamo Bay, was killed in a drone strike in 2015 after joining ISIS. But apparently the group has a mutual hatred of the Taliban. Now, that does not mean an enemy of our enemy is our friend. And ISIS-K, there were thousands of those prisoners that were freed from the Bagram prison by the Taliban on August 15th. So when Taliban took over, they freed these terrorists. But these terrorists are going after the Taliban, too. They don't really want to, though, govern. The Taliban wants to govern. They want to be recognized by the international community. They want to be the ones in charge of Afghanistan. ISIS and affiliates, from what we understand, don't have that desire. According to Colin Clark, author of After the Caliphate, ISIS believes that only God can rule. And even though the Taliban is attempting to establish an Islamic emirate, it's not good enough for ISIS. So they, ISIS is going to implement harsh Sharia law. They're going to rule with an iron fist. Women are going to have no say, be in a lot of danger as well. And they want to stretch beyond Afghanistan and Pakistan. They'd like to establish a caliphate beginning in South and Central Asia, governed by Sharia law, which will expand as Muslims from across the world join. They hate the West. They hate the U.S. They say ISIS-K has mocked and threatened the United States in its official medium streams for a while now and called for lone wolf attacks in the West. So why is ISIS-K being brought up? What you know, will this just be a sensationalized thing in the media? Well, the reason why this keeps being brought up, and I understand why many of you are asking, is because, you know, in May, they did a bomb attack outside a girls' high school. They did this attack right in Afghanistan that killed Americans. We have people racing to get out of Afghanistan. And my guess is if they want lone wolf attacks, they'll pretend to be refugees. Get through. Be able to get through. You know, the Taliban's not letting people through. The ISIS isn't letting people through. If they're like, well, let me pretend to be a refugee, let me get through. Now they have people on the inside. I understand the State Department is, you know, supposed to be vetting them, but if these are people new to the system, they've lived in Afghanistan, they've never done anything wrong yet, yeah. Or the other possibility is they don't want to hurt Americans, but ISIS or the Taliban has their family hostage. And they say, you do this or we kill the family. So it really puts us in a very precarious position right now because we're under this chaos of evacuating everybody. Slowly, the names of the people who have died, Max Soviak, Riley McCollum, David Lee Espinoza, 20-year-olds, Marines, were some of the troops that were killed in a blast that happened yesterday. And may they rest in peace. Flag should be at half staff. And we need to get everybody that needs to get out of there, get out of there. It's an absolute mess right now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I understand how people in the media are probably like, what the heck is going on in this administration? Just like the last administration, you know, there's always these headlines that just get shot out there on a Friday near the end of the day. And you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? Well, me as a doctor in the media, I have to admit, I nothing even surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me. So when it comes to the booster shots, okay, it's going to have the same amount of drama as the initial rollout of the vaccines had. But I would think everybody would start getting their message a little bit straight. So the latest headline we're getting right now, this comes out of CNBC, is Biden might allow a move up of the timeline of the COVID booster shot. Whereas last week we were told, right after the whole Afghanistan chaos, guys, boosters are coming in 32 days. Anybody due at the 8-month mark will get their booster in 32 days, starting September 20th. So everyone's like, okay, why are you announcing this now? And don't we need the boosters now? We have the Delta wave. And what's going on here that I get, you know, there was some bad headlines. And so it helps to steer everybody back to the COVID. Steer everybody back to the COVID headline. I think it's a horrible move from a public health standpoint, a horrible move as a doctor standpoint, to keep using COVID as a steer away from bad politics. But I understand that the administration is taking a lot of heat right now. People are asking for Biden to resign. So to change the narrative and to refocus people is going to be obviously a goal. But I spent last week trying to explain to people who wanted a booster why you have to wait. Because we were told it's bad for you if you get it too soon. If you got the booster too soon, it wouldn't work. We were told the 8 months is perfect. Fauci, public health officials. This is why I really don't fault Fauci, because again, he's in this role that shouldn't even exist. He's in this role where you're a doctor of the country, but you're also in the media and you're also an arm of, you know, presidential administrations. It's, you know, so when he was trying to support the government on why you need to wait at the 8-month mark, those of us in public health, those of us doctors, we're supposed to take what the CDC says, take what Dr. Fauci says, relay it to you guys. I did think the 8-month mark was a little random, but they did make a solid point. These doctors did make a solid point that if you do a booster, you do another booster, and then, you know what, I just want another one, it might not work as well as you waiting for that protection to wear off, and then you get another one. So I understood the immunology behind that. Still thought the 8-month thing was kind of random. Well, then, a couple days ago, a study came out where Pfizer was found to start losing immunity at the 5-month mark. And we have given out over 200 million Pfizer doses. So for those of us that got our dosing 8 months ago or 6 months ago, this might explain why vaccinated people are ending up in the hospital now. So, according to CNBC, U.S. health officials are considering COVID booster shots now at the 5-month mark. President Joe Biden and U.S. regulators are looking to administer these shots 5 months after people finish their primary immunizations, moving up the expected timetable for a third shot by about 3 months, which means if you got your second shot in March, you're due, if it's Pfizer especially. That people are going to be flooding, again, the vaccine centers. Biden was speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett today, said health officials were considering following that country's lead on boosters. He said, "We're considering the advice you've given that we should start earlier. Should it be as little as 5 months? And that's being discussed." So the approval of the booster shots is supposed to come sometime around Labor Day, after federal health officials have time to review data from other countries to see if there's any side effects to three doses, and looking at booster efficacy 6 months after a previous dose. Currently, in adults 60 and older, a booster of a COVID-19 vaccine provided 4 times as much protection against infection of the Delta virus than the previous two-dose regimen. Now, that's according to the Ministry of Health in Israel. They say distribution of the booster shots following FDA clearance and CDC recommendation is expected to begin September 20th. The Biden administration vaccine manufacturers have indicated that there should be enough doses for any fully vaccinated adult seeking a third dose. So, hold on a second. CNBC has a small correction here. 5 months after the full immunization. We said it right. Okay. So, for those of you guys that want a booster, you still can't technically get it. This is something that's in the works. But the fact that they want to move up the timeline has lots of ramifications depending on who's going to see this. So right now what the government wants us to do is just do what they say, okay? They realize we got this big Delta wave. The Delta wave is not going away as quickly as it might have done in other countries, and it is affecting those who are vaccinated. There's been studies showing vaccinated individuals, you know, might not have as good an immunity as those who have had it plus a vaccine. They're also finding that some of these vaccines might not be lasting long enough. And by the way, this might not be just for everybody. There might be some people where that one vaccine did it, and for others, it you know, isn't as strong. But whenever they do a vaccine rollout, they just look at people as a whole. They don't really individualize by race, by gender. So we have to assume that whatever studies they've done is supposed to correlate or relate, you know, or be indicative of what happens in our race or our gender or our body type. So we've known that the immunity could wane. We expected the immunity to not wane for 6 months originally when we heard about the vaccines. But again, that was to the wild type virus. Well, the wild type virus isn't much of an issue right now. The Alpha variant was an issue, the one that originated in the UK. And then the Delta variant is now the current troublemaker. So any data we've had on our vaccines thus far needs to be looked at under the prism of, and I want to pull up some of the numbers right now. It's so hard to type and talk at the same time. But it needs to be looked at under the prism of, these are studies done with the wild type virus. So we have to look at these studies done now, these observational studies done in real time with countries that have battled COVID. Okay, we can't look at a clinical study that was done in early 2020. We can't do that. We now have to look at what happened in Israel to the vaccinated individuals. Anybody that was vaccinated, all right, what happened? And so Israel is collecting data on that. So is America. And as I said, for African Americans who have vaccine hesitancy, we should have the data now. We should be able to see how many African Americans got the vaccine, if there was any side effects in those groups, if there was efficacy to the vaccine. I would like to see the studies across demographics. As we have vaccine hesitancy in Native Americans and Latinos, in African Americans, in Caucasians, it would be nice to see some of the data. Israel was one of the first of the countries to admit that a higher amount of their hospitalizations were vaccinated individuals. So that's why it led them to say, we need to do the booster. So, you know, America wants to be very careful because they don't want the vaccine hesitants to win. They don't want to, have to backpedal on prior narratives. And as a doctor and somebody in public health, just be honest and be transparent, because you're not going to convince people to get a booster if you don't tell them that vaccinated individuals could get sick. You know, I had a person call in with some shortness of breath, fever, and I said this could be COVID. And that person insisted that, no, they got the vaccine, they're good. It's something else. And I'm like, I don't want you dying of COVID arguing with me. I mean, there are breakthrough cases. Please go get seen and tested. And especially, and look, even if it's not COVID, you're having trouble breathing, go get looked at. No, because I don't want to get COVID. There might be COVID there. So the government has to be really, really honest. Right? Because when people say, no, I'm going to stay home because I already had my COVID or I have my vaccine, I'm good, they could be putting themselves at a disservice and dying of COVID. So we need those numbers. And I know the media is going to probably take the numbers going, oh, the vaccines didn't work. No, I don't think so. I think the media kind of knows that overall the vaccines are helping and the vaccines are good. But, You know, Israel's honest about it. They're like, guys, you're going to have to get a booster. That's just the way it is. Quit complaining. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a bilateral meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister on Friday at the White House. The president saying Iran and its desire to obtain a nuclear weapon are a vital subject for their meeting.
We're also going to discuss the threat from Iran and our commitment to ensure Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. But we're putting diplomacy first and seeing where that takes us. But if diplomacy fails, we're ready to turn to other options.
Negotiations between the United States and Iran to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal have stalled. National security officials are warning the president that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, is likely. White House officials saying the president received this guidance in the Situation Room earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Texas lawmakers are finally able to get some work done.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB 1, passed the Texas House 79-37, mostly along party lines. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is talking about the path ahead for the economy. Jerome Powell addressing the Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium and noting steady job gains this year in addition to the number of job openings.
While the Delta variant presents a near-term risk, the prospects are good for continued progress toward maximum employment.
However, Powell said the unemployment rate of nearly 5.5% is still much too high. He also addressed inflation, describing the latest jump as sharp. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I like French fries. I love French fries. I don't know if it's the salt. I don't know if it's because the way you can hold them and then you could bite into them. I like them crispy. I like them soft. I think I like them soft better, you know? And probably if you asked what my favorite fries were, I'd say McDonald's. My second favorite fries are Wendy's. I like Wendy's fries. I don't know why I do. Maybe it's because they're bigger, but they're soft, and maybe the salt, I don't know. And they're not healthy. French fries are horrible to eat. They are not healthy. Nobody should be eating them. It's a big no-no. But, you know, sometimes we just need a treat. It's a comfort food. And the one thing about fast food, I don't know if you guys saw the show The Food That Built America, is fast food took pride on having consistency. So McDonald's wanted to make sure that no matter what McDonald's you went to throughout the world, it would all, that burger would always taste the same. It wasn't just somebody that said, oh yeah, we're a McDonald's. Because sadly, if they taste like crap, then that could ruin, you know, McDonald's for everybody. So consistency is a huge part of marketing. Like, you know, when I had my practice, people knew I was always going to be smiling. They knew I was always going to kind of make some jokes. I was going to make them feel better. But I was also going to tell them like it is. And rarely did I act any different. They also knew I was roughly going to be on time. And if I wasn't going to be on time, there was going to be one hell of a reason. And they were going to learn of the reason. And I would be very, very honest about what, why I'm late. So, you know, it's that consistency is really, really important. So that's why I urge that everybody who, let's say, is in business stays consistent. So here's a move that I don't think I like. Wendy's is going to change its fries. You don't change your iconic fries. According to CNN, the fast food chain is going to change the recipe to create a fry that retains more heat and keeps its crispiness longer than it did before. According to the company, this change has come as more and more people are shifting to ordering via drive-thrus and delivery services because of the pandemic. So I'm wondering if the yummy fry that we're getting that is, you know, getting into our car and still hot, and by the way, I will nibble on my fries very religiously until I get home and then there's none. And the kids are like, did you get fries? I'm like, no. You don't need fries, we're unhealthy. Meanwhile, I ate all the fries. Apparently, they need something that's going to last 15 minutes because of the drive-thru and the driving, the delivery. So Kurt Kane, president of Wendy's, said a lot of the design characteristics are built around making sure the weekend serve a hot and crispy fry every time, no matter how you choose to access Wendy's. The new fries are expected to be available nationwide in mid-September. Don't do it. They're going to taste different. They said you might not notice the difference in the appearance when you order the new fries, but they say that they, because they really like that look that's consistent in shape and size, but the flavor will be different. They say customers are going to notice a difference as soon as they taste it. I don't know if that's a good idea. Don't do it. What we've done, they say, is balanced the cut of the fry and kept a little bit of the skin of the potato on the fry to be able to drive the flavor. Oh, no. I know it's supposed to be healthier that way, but no, that's not how you do the fries. They say we use a batter system that allows us to be able to maintain crispiness both when they're fresh and hot out the fryer as well as several minutes later. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. So the last time Wendy's changed its fries was in November 2010, more than a decade ago. That's when the chain introduced natural-cut French fries that were made from russet potatoes seasoned with sea salt, cut with the natural skin on. I don't even know if a lot of people really liked it. I like it when they look really yellow. According to CNN, it was the first time the chain had made any changes since 1969. Kane told the news outlet that the revamped fries of 2021 will be salted, but served in a new packaging that reinforces what makes the fries special. So now we start to wonder, is this because, you know, they need to save money? Are they losing out on certain things that they need to be able to kind of shift and be able to, you know, keep up with the market? According to CNN, fries are Wendy's top-selling menu item. People apparently stick the fries into the Frosty. They do a fry-frosty sort of thing. Wendy's told CNN that the brand conducted a national taste test that showed participants preferred the new fries over McDonald's fries in a 2-to-1 margin. Oh, no way. No way. The company also spent the last 4 years, they said, researching how to upgrade the fries, so the new recipe is on the right track to outperform our old fry. I don't know if that's the smart thing to do. I don't know. So I would probably really, really rethink that move, because all I know is if I go there and I don't like the fries, I don't go for the hamburgers. I'm telling you right now. Just like, you know, it's interesting. Just like bread. One of the reasons why Olive Garden is such a hit is because people like the breadsticks. You have to have good bread. You know, you have to have good service. You have to have a good ambiance. You have to have good pricing. But it is funny how it's not always the main dish There has to be something on the side that is so good, and people come for that. It's amazing how consumers do things. All right, some 14,000 firefighters are facing changing weather conditions and battling more than a dozen large wildfires across California, the biggest of which, I believe, is the Caldor Fire, which is under or south of Lake Tahoe. Winds and temperatures are expected to pick up in the coming days while humidity drops, adding to the challenges already endured by crews. This is according to CBS News. According to Daniel Berland, Assistant Deputy Director of the State Firefighting Agency, that's what's closing the window of opportunity. We've had to make progress and really get hold of the fire. A new fire broke out Thursday in the Sierra foothills, forcing evacuations during the historic Gold Rush town of Sonora, dozens of miles from Yosemite National Park. Flames have been churning through the mountains just southwest of the Tahoe Basin. The area is home to thousands. It's huge recreational tourists. You have the Alpine Lake, the ski resorts. I learned how to ski. I was in Lake Tahoe every week when I lived in Reno. So, sadly, people have had to evacuate. Johnny White and Lauren McCauley decided to flee their home in the mountains above Lake Tahoe once they could see the flames on the webcam at their local ski resort. Ash has rained down. The couple wasn't really panicked. They had enough, you know, time to leave, but you're sadly leaving your house. They're about 10 miles south of the lake, and they wanted to avoid the last-minute pandemonium if it happens. I lived in Reno. Usually every year there's wildfires. The sky looks pretty black, you know, with the smoke, and there's so much beautiful trees, but it's dry. It's high desert. So it's not grass in the underbrush, it's sage, and it just burns really easily. Echo Summit is a mountain pass where you have the Route 50 ascends its descent towards Lake Tahoe. Firefighters plan to take their stand there if the Caldor Fire keeps burning through the dense forest of the Sierra Nevada. And that's not an easy area to just burn forest down. There's a lot of homes. So when you're trying to burn forest down to stop the fire, you're sadly, it's not like it's, I mean, it's pretty populated up there. They say everything's holding real good along Highway 50. The fire has been backing down real slowly. We've just been allowing it to do it on its own. It's working in our favor. So fires in California thus far have destroyed about 2,000 structures, forced thousands to evacuate, also blanketing large swaths of the West in unhealthy smoke. They say climate change has made the West warmer and drier in the past 30 years and will continue to make the weather more extreme and wildfires more destructive. I'm telling you, we had climate change decades before. We've had climate change centuries before, you know, the West is getting drier. It always has. But climate change, I could see, is happening because climates do change. It just, I still might eat a burger if that's okay with everybody. The Federal Emergency Management Agency noted in a report on the fire that social, political, and economic concerns will increase as the fire progresses towards Lake Tahoe. So praying for everybody. Also praying that people stay out of the way of Hurricane Ida that may be heading towards Louisiana. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there are many people out there that have been waiting since March of 2020, to be able to get their property back or to be able to get a little bit of rent. Or to be able to just sell the property, unload it, and be done with the nightmare that COVID caused. And eviction moratoriums were originally put in place because in a move that we never thought we would see happen in America, people were told they couldn't go to work. They were threatened with jail time if they went to work. And people's employers closed down. So as people went on unemployment insurance, or they couldn't hold a job, they were basically facing being thrown out on the street. So what the government did during the Trump administration, and understandably so initially, said, look, we're going to put in an eviction moratorium. I think the CDC gets credit for this one, in that it would be a public health crisis to have all these homeless people. So we are asking all landlords, or mandating all landlords, to not evict anybody. Now, what should have happened under that same breath is funding immediately go into the bank accounts of every landlord, because what ended up happening is after that was said, the reality set in going, okay, wait, so the April 1, we're not going to get the income April 1, and what happens to May 1? And it was supposed to be just temporary. So you didn't really hear a lot of mass sort of, you know, petitioning and protesting, because cities were on lockdown. Everybody had the lockdowns. Even if you were protesting, you couldn't really say anything. Although protests still happened, but for other things. But it was supposed to be temporary, and they're like, okay, yeah, but who pays their rent? What's going on here? And it was under the guise of, look, as long as you don't kick them out now, they will pay their rent once the eviction moratorium is over. So 3 months, 6 months, you'll still get all your rent money. You could charge fees, you could charge late fees, you could charge interest. It's all good. It's just you can't collect while the moratorium's going on. Well, the moratorium didn't last 14 days. The moratorium didn't last 3 months. It went all the way into the summer. This summer, the Supreme Court stepped in saying, look, it has to end. They can't keep extending it. They extend it anyway. And the Supreme Court now has voted 6-3, blocking Biden's eviction moratorium. 6 conservative justices elected to end the eviction freeze. 3 liberal justices voted it should stay. The court said the CDC overextended its authority by imposing the moratorium. Now, the court previously allowed it to extend to July, but Justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh switched their vote after the extension went on another month. So the Biden administration is now starting to kind of, you know, Biden administration got some wins with the Supreme Court, but with the asylum seekers having to stay in Mexico and not being able to come to America and then get, you know, set free in hopes that they come back for their hearing, this is another blow to the administration. And the vote was split between the conservative and liberal justices, John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett voted to end the eviction moratorium, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan voted to keep it. And mind you, I'm a physician. I understand the CDC's original take on, well, homeless people, that is a public health crisis. And, I mean, my answer to that is the government should have never blocked people from being able to work, you know, and closed businesses down. But, you know, we can't go back in time. But what we can do is deal with the here and now. And so anybody that has not paid rent this whole time, okay, I mean, number one, should be very grateful. We're hearing there's some people that are destroying the property, that there are some people who are, you know, wrecking it, not paying when they, you know, when they were supposed to be able to and the eviction moratorium is ending. So, you know, landlords have really taken it, you know, pretty rough. The assistance many landlords are supposed to get rely on the tenant making the first move. Well, if the tenant doesn't like the landlord, and many don't, that's not happening. So the whole setup was pretty bad. But a big question a lot of landlords have asked me is, did many tenants get unemployment this whole time? And wasn't unemployment augmented from $600 extra a week to $400 extra a week to $300 an extra week to help pay their monthly bills? It was. So now we start to go, okay, now wait a second. So mind you, I don't want anybody homeless. And if somebody can't get a job, there's no jobs. That's scary. But we have this labor shortage. We have jobs. They have been collecting additional unemployment benefits now for 20 months. It's a lot of money. Or 16, 17 months. So the extra unemployment benefits are, I mean, I hope they saved it. I hope they, you know, and the longer an eviction moratorium went, the worse it is for the tenant, because now they have fees. Now they have, you know, a lot of us thought, well, the rent would just get all wiped off. For some cities, yes, I think in California, they said, look, if you didn't pay your rent, we got you. We'll pay the landlord for you. And the landlords are like, look, I just want somebody to pay me. But it does kind of set a precedence that, you know, if you can't pay your bills, somebody is going to sweep in and save you. I don't know if that's always going to be the case. You know, right now we have an administration that is very liberal with trillions of dollars of budget spending. But what if the money runs out? What if there is no money? What if there isn't extra funds that people could just use? You know, I'm hearing it's really tough now to rent because you have to go through so much credit history. You have to pay ahead, you know, a couple months rent. I mean, landlords are scared to death. So I agree now with what the Supreme Court is doing, because after all this time, most tenants should have saved up money for rent. And there's signs all over the place saying now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. So there are jobs out there. But if somebody still can't afford their rent, then there's other assistance that states have. There's other rental assistance. But landlords have sadly gotten screwed. And landlords, a lot of landlords, it's not that they're rich billionaires. That's their income. That's their job. That's their property. They might be renting out a room. That's, you know, I think it has to finally end. And there has to be other means for people to figure out how to take on responsibility for their housing. But we can't be a country where nobody has to pay for their food, nobody has to pay for their housing, nobody has to pay, the government just pays for everything. That's not what America is. America is, you know, you have that drive, if you have that drive, you know, and you don't want to just be handed a plate of food, then you get, you know, you build something. You go to school. They're going to give free college. I don't know how much more the government can do. But I agree. Evictions could be a public health crisis when you have a government that doesn't allow you to work and causes you to be in a position where you could starve and be homeless. But that ended months ago. It shouldn't be continuing. Government control over your ability to work shouldn't be happening right now. And people who, you know, are making contracts with people that they will use their space and pay them for it have to abide by their contract. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.